All right, Adam Cincirillo, man, that was an awesome race. I don't know if you're bummed. I don't think you are. Great race.
Thank you. It's kind of bittersweet, obviously, because it's like four laps to go. But then I look back on the race and I think to myself, did I give it everything I had, or did I kind of let it go? And I really did give it everything I had. I felt great. It's the best I rode all year. He was just killing me in that second set of whoops. And I tried. Like, I tried to go back to skimming, and anytime they start jumping, I've kind of struggled adapting to that, and he's so good at jumping. He was so
amazing, and he picked it up early too.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him do it on the sight lap, and I'm like, oh shit, you know. So once the whoops started breaking down and I didn't feel comfortable skimming them, it took me a while to kind of find a rhythm, and then it was pretty mediocre what I was doing. So
yeah, you were jumping one less whoop, I think, than him on the second jump. Yep. Which was jacking you up.
But he carries so much speed into the, he kind of, like, I sink into the first big whoop and then jump in. He, like, kind of skims off the top of it, and he's got so much more momentum than me when he lands. That's why he can four. But looking back, I did everything I could, and I felt like we had a really good race. Like, we went back and forth. It was clean. It was fun. Sucks to lose like that at the end, but I don't know. I'm super encouraged.
Right, and you know it's coming, right? I mean, you can put that together. It's all steps, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And I think it's just about giving myself chances, like, to put myself up there. And, you know, maybe it's not next weekend, or maybe it's not the weekend after, but I'm going to figure it out one time, and then you just line up, and you're just going for the win every time, you know? Not that I'm not now, but you know how it is. It's just you get a win, and then you get rolling, so.
You were aggressive early with them.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be, you know. I it's the same thing I said at Oakland. Like, if you're not going forwards, you're going backwards. So I think I'm pretty good at, like, using my legs in the rhythm section. So I almost know I can always get alongside guys if I need to. And he tried to keep her going around the outside, but yeah, I shut it down. But it was fun.
Yeah, lappers also didn't help. Bloss feels really bad, by the way.
Oh yeah, he texted me. I need to text him back. But he was fine. He didn't really have anywhere to go.
So. Yeah, he kind of held you up for a little bit, but it wasn't like a major thing. But that was a real interesting game with you and him. They hurt him. They helped him. They hurt you, helped you.
Yeah, I was just focused forward and focused on adapting. I felt so much better than I felt in my heat race. I was stoked. The first 12 minutes, even at the end, I felt good. But when I was skimming the whoops especially, like, you notice this week, if you watch weeks past, this week I was super, like, way more level with my bike. Like, a lot of times I'm doing all this Humpty Dumpty shit in the middle of the whoops, and this week I worked on not picking the front wheel up so much coming in, because I'm already coming in fast enough to set the front wheel on the third one without having to think about it, like, on a 250. You know, I'm kind of wheeling too much. Like, even in practice I was doing that today, and then I kind of almost missed the third one with my front wheel, and then I'm teeter-tottering. So I felt really good with that in the main. I'm super stoked.
And he caught you at one point, and you stuck it inside of him and pulled away a little bit. Like, that was a good fight. You showed him some heart there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't roll over. I'm not going to roll over. Obviously, he's a past champion, knows what he's doing, but I feel like I'm really close.
Good job. Let's keep it going, man.
Thank you.